Devyas, do you know when and how will Qiyamah come? Means the day of judgment. The day of judgment will come when all the signs become apparent and all the Muslims have passed away. There will be only infidels remaining, and the remaining 40 years where no one will have children. That is, everyone will be over the age of 40. There will be no one in the world who will say the word Allah anymore. Each and individual person will be doing their day-to-day duties. Someone will be building a wall, someone will be eating, and then with the one and only order of Allah, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam will blow the sur, that is the horn. The sound of the horn will first of all be very faint. Then it will start getting sharper and sharper. People will listen to the sound with great concentration, and then they will become unconscious and then die. Then the skies, the crown, the sea, the mountains, and even the sur and Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam together with all the angels will be finished. At this time, except for Allah alone, there will be no one left. After this, when Allah wishes, He will bring back to life Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam and recreate the sur and order Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam to blow it again. As soon as the sur is blown, all the people from the beginning to the end, all the angels, humans, jinns, animals will become alive again. People will start coming out of their graves, and their Amal Nama means book of deeds will be given to them in their hands, and will all start going to the field of Hashr. On the day of judgment, they will then stand and wait for their judgment and fate. The ground will be made of copper, the sun will be glowing in full strength, and will be just above people's heads. With the extreme heat, people's brains will start boiling and their tongues will become as dry as thorns. People will sweat tremendously. Some will sweat up to their ankles, some will sweat up to their knees, and some will sweat up to their faces, depending upon their deeds. The sweat will also be giving off a foul stench. The day will be equivalent to 50,000 years, and half of the time will go by in this situation. People will start looking for an intercessor who can relieve them of this problem, and a quick decision can be made. Then all the people will take advice and go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He will say, "Don't come to me. Go to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam," who will say, "Go to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam." Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, "Go to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam." And then Musa alayhi salam will say, "Go to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam." That Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will send everybody to our master Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and request him to intercede. That our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, "I'm prepared to do this." He will then perform prostration in the holy court of Allah, and then Allah Almighty will say, "O Muhammad, lift your head, say and it will be listened, ask and it will be given, and perform intercession and it will be accepted." Subhanallah. Now then, the judgment and accounting will begin. The deeds will be weighed in the scales of deeds called Mizan-e-Amal. Your own hands, feet, and other parts will give witness against you. The part of the ground where a particular action took place will also be prepared to give witness against you. There will be no friends or helpers. A father will not help his son, nor will a son will help his father. All the deeds that have been done will be in front of you. You will not be able to deny a sin, or will you be able to find a report. In this very difficult and appalling situation, the Holy Prophet ﷺ will help you. He will perform intercession for his believers.